Hey there, guys. I wanted to drop in real quick to talk to you about a brand new offer that I've put together just for you. It truly is going to revolutionize the way that you do business. I am offering a 90-minute strategy session that's also going to give you a visual roadmap that will guide you over the next 6 months to be able to accomplish any author goal you want to make happen. So here's the thing. We all need some one-on-one guidance sometimes. And the whole idea behind this is to give you the one-on-one personalized experience that you're really craving and get you on the road to your greatest success, right? That's all we really want for you. So if you're curious about how this is going to work, head over to authorrevolution.org/visual map and learn more about it today. The Indie Author Revolution has been around for more than a decade, but we indies continue to push the boundaries of what we're capable of. From getting over initial prejudices to staring down perfectionism and author imposter syndrome, we've become a force to reckon with. Indie authors now wear more hats than ever as we strive to create a career full of meaning, prosperity, and potential. We've juggled the demands and continue to be rebels in the face of adversity. Now, after years of hearing the shouts of hustle and grind, we indies are rebelling again. Gone are the days of publishing a book a month until we drop, and in its place are the seeds of a better way to rapid release. A way that feels incredible as we build a sustainable, lifelong author career that not only increases our visibility and royalties, but it's all done with intention and ease. If you're ready to buck the system and become the visionary authorpreneur I know you're meant to be, you've come to the right place. I'm Carissa Andrews, international best-selling indie author, and this is the Author Revolution Podcast. Welcome back to the Author Revolution Podcast. I am really glad that you're here this week. So, I have been thinking an awful lot about my plotting process. And no, it doesn't just have to do with the fact that I have Ryan from Plotter on the show today. In fact, I've really been thinking about the 3-day Plan Your Series Challenge and the way that I am currently teaching the process and helping indie authors to come up with their 4-book series or their 4-book start to their series, whichever. And kind of thinking about the ways that I can evolve it to work even better than it is so far. And in specific for myself as well, because I do have new books that I'm in the process of working on. I think I mentioned this last week that I'm actually toying with the idea of doing a contemporary romance pen name. And so I have been using Plotter to figure out this new pen name and to figure out the new series that I'm working on. And I have to tell you, since they released the beta for Plotter Pro, I have been having an absolute blast learning some of the new tools that are available in it and being able to pick it up from my phone or from my iPad, even when I'm not on my laptop or on my, you know, typical computer. Like if I'm just out and about and I'm like, hey, I just thought of something really cool that I can use for this specific character, I can literally just open up the app, drop it in the information in the character section and move on and not even like think twice about where that information is going to be held. And it's just works so seamlessly that I'm like, wow, Plotter never ceases to amaze me. It just keeps getting better and better every time I kind of go in there and use it. I mean, obviously they've been working on updates and they've done such a great job of always making sure to incorporate some of the things that their users are asking. And so like the evolution of Plotter that I've witnessed since I started has been incredible. But now with the usage of Plotter Pro, wow, you guys, this has like next leveled the plotting process. And that's something I don't say lightly. So as I go forward, you know, with rapid release roadmap and with plotting out the Plan Your Series Challenge, don't be surprised if you see some new lessons coming into those courses, if you are already a student, because I have to tell you, you know, the process that I used before Plotter, it still works, it's still fantastic, but Plotter has made it so much easier that I just can't in good conscience teach it the other way now because it's been such an incredible new experience that has made crafting and creating the stories and the worlds that I'm telling so much easier. And I know for you, it's going to do the same, especially with those templates, guys. You know the templates, right? They have so many different really quick, easy templates to be able to understand the overall storyline for your plot. And it just makes the starting point of getting your stories and your novels, your short stories, whatever, your novellas written, all the quicker and all the easier. So if you haven't yet tried Plotter, I really, really do encourage you to be thinking about it as you're listening to my conversation with Ryan over at Plotter today, because he's going to be describing to you some of the new things that have come out with Plotter Pro from someone who has truly been through this journey way before Plotter existed, way before, you know, other programs have existed. I've seen the evolution of us as indie writers as we try to make this process of writing our books easier. Ryan and Cameron over at Plotter have really done that. This program is just one of those tools that I can foresee sticking around a very long time in our arsenal, and one that, you know, you are never going to feel cheated in investing in because it is that good. Now, at the end of the show, I will give you the information on where you can go ahead and get signed up for Plotter if you are not already a Plotter member or subscriber or whatever, because in order to get Plotter Pro, you have to be a subscriber to their email list. But the good news is you also get a 14-day free trial of Plotter, so it's well worth the effort of playing around in the program. I'm definitely 100% sure of that. So without further ado, I'm going to turn things over to the interview and let you kind of hear about the new things that are going on with Plotter, and I'll let you make those decisions for yourself. All right, let's get to it. Well, hey there, Ryan. It's so lovely to have you on the show again. So I told my audience in the beginning of the show about the last time that you were here and what we were discussing, but times have changed. There's some cool new stuff that's happening over in your Plotter world. So do you want to tell us a little bit more about what's been rolling out?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. So yeah, we are in the process of rolling out what we're calling Plotter Pro, which is basically all of your fun Plotter goodness now on the cloud. So Plotter Pro provides a web application, it provides cloud backups, and a bunch of other things we can talk about that, you know, basically allow you to use Plotter more easily from wherever you are. It makes it more accessible, and people have been telling us that it, you know, makes the whole experience better. So nice. Glad to hear that.
So what's the big difference between Plotter, the app, and then Plotter Pro?
So the standard version of Plotter that we have on our website, for example, is offline only. So it all saves locally to your desktop computer. It doesn't have like cloud backups or collaboration features. Whereas the Plotter Pro version, you know, as I said, it comes with a web application. It comes with cloud backups. You can actually collaborate in real time with other Plotter Pro users. So if you have a coach, an editor, just a writing friend that you work with, a co-author, you can plot out your books in real time simultaneously working from the same file, awesome. Which is really fun. And they're just like a bunch of little features and things we have planned, and some bigger features that we have planned for the future, for the Pro version specifically. So sort of in the vein of Google Docs, like inline commenting, you know, the ability to share your file as in sort of like in a view only mode, kind of as you would have with Google Docs with other people. You could share that, for example, at least our plan is that you could share that with your readers, for example, to get feedback maybe from beta users. And that kind of thing. So it could have some additional sort of marketing type of purposes in the future.
That is really, really cool. So is there a price difference then, I assume, between Plotter and then Plotter Pro?
Yes. So at the time of this recording, the pricing is not on the website currently. It's in a early access launch, sort of. It's between kind of a beta launch and a full-fledged launch. Okay. So we don't have pricing that's public, but if you're on our email list, you will get pricing that's specific to essentially your customer status, whether you're a customer or not a customer. We have heavily discounted pricing at the moment. So I don't want to give a price because it might not be the price the person you specifically get.
Sure.
But it is, you know, discounted and fairly significantly at this point.
That's fantastic. So when is it officially rolling out then, where like the prices are going to be set instead of being in beta and all that stuff, sort of thing?
Yeah, it's a good question. It does depend on kind of the feedback we're getting on the product, any adjustments we want to make before we feel, you know, fully comfortable saying that the product is fully launched. It'll happen at some point this year. I think we're sort of in wait and see mode, making sure that people are happy with it before we let all the doors open and allow people to break things in ways we don't want them to.
So. Sure. I totally understand that one. It's like having kids. So with Plotter, if you're already a subscriber then of Plotter and have access to it, is that like, can you get Plotter Pro for free, or is it something that you pay a certain amount then? I assume that's in the emails that we get, right?
Yeah. So it does depend on what your customer status is. So there are some early adopters who have it included as part of what they've purchased. But the vast majority of people, it's an upgrade.
Awesome.
It's an affordable upgrade, I think, but it is an upgrade. And we are primarily promoting lifetime to begin with, but there will be annual offers as well.
Awesome. Yeah, I know. I was actually playing with it yesterday. It was a lot of fun because I was like, okay, I need to figure out how to get it on my iPad and on my iPhone and on my laptop and on my iMac. So it was like syncing it all together and getting it all working. It was awesome. And it works very seamlessly. I know that when I was kind of toying around with the app before, I was like, I don't know that I'll probably use the app itself. And then when I went back to look at it with Plotter Pro, the app is actually phenomenal. It worked really great because I'd already uploaded my Plotter plots, I guess. And everything was there. I was like, sweet. And it's laid out so nice in the app. So that's looking awesome as well. So do you want to tell us a little bit about how that changed?
Yeah. So the nice thing about one of the nice things about the Pro version is that it automatically syncs all of your content across your devices. So if you have, and you can also use it on all of your devices. So there are no device limitations. You know, if you purchase Plotter Pro, you can use Plotter on your desktop, on your mobile devices, on Chromebooks, even using the web app, some Microsoft Surface tablets that only work with the web app as well. Your content syncs across them. And then the other nice thing about it is that it comes with cloud backups now. So even on the mobile versions, they're cloud backups. So if something happens to go wrong with your phone, you can contact our support team and we can, you know, help you recover your information in the vast majority of cases.
I noticed that you can even do both too. So like for those people who are like, oh my God, the cloud scares me, you can actually do the cloud and do local at the same time, correct?
Yes. Yes.
That's awesome. I have a couple of friends who are very much I must have the hard, like it has to be on my local computer or I will freak out kind of, you know, those kind of people. And so I was like, sweet, they'll like this feature.
And so like, even with the, with the web app, for example, there's like a button on the web app you can click to download the file locally to your device. So we do try to make it, you know, possible to still, you know, store your stuff locally if you want to.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. So one of the cool things when I was digging around, I was like, okay, this is another cool feature that not many developers have really, I don't think, at least for authors, tapped into, but you can work cross-platform now too because of this, right? So like if I have an iPhone, but I'm working on a Windows computer, they'll still sync and they'll still work together, right?
Yep. Yeah. That's so awesome. The database, you know, captures your data across any platform, doesn't matter. You know, if you have a Linux computer and a Android tablet and a Apple smartphone, you're good to go.
Nice. If you got a Pentium, probably not, but you know, hey, whatever. we're working on it, right?
Yeah, please everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. My dad would be like, congrats. So I also read you, and you mentioned that there's a collaboration feature. Now, is that feature available now or is that something that's rolling out?
Yeah. So what I'm calling the basic version of the collaboration is currently available. So you can invite someone else who has a Plotter Pro account to work with you on the same file and you can edit the same file at the same time. The features that are coming are the sort of the commenting features, the ability to see like an edit history. So I want to see what edits did my collaborator make. Like that's a feature we have planned for the future. Right. But the basic ability to collaborate in real time is already available.
That is really cool. So how does that actually work then? Like when you're in the plot, like where do you go to see that? Is that pretty easily accessible? Does it make like, is it like, hello, it's this button right here? Like
there's a, uh, There's a share icon at the top right of the screen that you can click.
Okay.
It looks like one of those social media share icons.
Gotcha.
And then you click that and it opens up a window where you can then insert the email of the person you're trying to share with. You just need to make sure it's the same email they use to purchase Plotter.
Okay. Awesome. Does Plotter Pro mean having to always be online then, or is this something that you can do like offline for a bit and then when you're back on, say, an internet network, it then uploads? Like, does it sync normally, or do you have to like push a sync button?
Yeah, it's a good question. So you don't need to be online to use it. If you're offline and then you go online, the changes will push automatically to the cloud. So it's pretty seamless in that regard. Yeah, I mean, so you can use it. Yeah, so yeah, you can use it offline. You can use it online. And obviously, you can't use the web application offline, but
right.
You know, any of the desktop or mobile applications, you can.
That's great. So you can. That's a good point. That I don't think we talk about that last time. That you can actually use Plotter within the web application itself as well, or is that new with Plotter Pro?
Yeah, that's new with Plotter Pro. So there's now a standalone browser version.
Okay.
That comes with Pro. That actually adds some interesting features that we figured out during the process of talking with customers that we didn't really recognize initially. But so like there are ways that you can zoom in with the browser version that you can't zoom in with the desktop version, for example, just using the browser-based zooming, which some people have found really helpful. And you can also, for example, have different tabs of the Plotter interface open in different tabs of your internet browser. So if you wanted the timeline and the outline open in different tabs of the same project, you could do that to easily switch back and forth.
Oh, that's cool.
So there are a few things like that. You could also have like two different projects in two different tabs of the web browser. So there's some interesting ways you can use it that aren't possible with the desktop version right now.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
I'm like, ooh, I might have to try those out. Because I like to look at, I put everything horizontal. I like to look everything, I don't know why I'm a horizontal Plotter. That's how I work. And so it's like when you're trying to see the whole thing, I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta keep scrolling over to the thing, or otherwise it gets too small and you're like, I can't even read that right now. So right. That, I'm like, some cool new
Zoom
uses
feature, the Zoom thing might help you.
Yeah, I might have to give that a whirl. That's awesome. Well, is there anything new that we haven't covered on Plotter Pro or on Plotter? Oh my god, I can't talk today in general.
No, I can't think of anything specifically. We just released, by popular demand, we just released languages translations for German and Russian.
Nice.
So if anyone listening to this speaks either German or Russian, you're in luck. Just came out.
Nice.
But we had a lot of people from Germany asking for translations. It was sort of a deluge. It was like, wow, didn't realize we were so popular in Germany, but that was kind of fun.
Well, I know we were talking before the show started. I mean, Plotter is like the thing to use when it comes to like our 3-day Plan Your Series challenge. People all over the place are just so excited about Plotter. And so, that's not a surprise to me, Ryan. It's just not. Oh my goodness. Okay. So if people want to get, like, if they've got Plotter and they want to get Plotter Pro, how do they go about doing it? Or if they are new and they want to get Plotter Pro, how do they go about doing it?
So I don't think anyone's going to like what I'm going to say here, but my first thing is, if you're an existing customer, you will be getting emails about it. If you're not familiar with Plotter, you've never signed up for the free trial, I would sign up for the trial and then you'll get an email about it. If you're on the free trial, but you haven't purchased Plotter yet, you will also, same answer, get an email for it.
Awesome. So basically it's like, in order to learn how to get Plotter Pro, you have to join. And like get the trial first and test it out.
Yep.
Well, it's not a bad thing. That play around with the dang thing, people. It's awesome. Once you go Plotter, you never go back. Is that what it's called? With the tagline to be?
Well, I think the tagline is like, once you plot, the fun don't stop. But yeah.
Nice. Okay. Well, that works better. That's actually a better one.
it's my take on that old Pringles.
Once you pop, you can't stop that one. Yeah. That's awesome. I'm right there with you though. I have to agree, because once I started using Plotter, I don't use anything else now. You ruined plotting for me, or either that or you bested Plotter for me.
You saved it for you.
Yeah, you made it better. Well, awesome, Ryan. Thank you so much for being here. I will make sure that there's links and everything pointing people towards Plotter and how to get that in the show notes. And if there's anything else that you need or want to share, go ahead. Otherwise, I'm so glad you were here. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. And just for anyone, I don't think I actually mentioned it, the website is plotter.com, plotter.com.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Make sure I got that in there.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, guys, what do you think? Doesn't Plotter Pro sound really cool? Now, I can tell you from the flip side that it is really cool. Like I've said in the interview, I am playing with Plotter Pro, and I've been working with how to incorporate it on my iPad and on my iPhone, and I'm messing around with it in the different various formats. And since the interview, I have gotten the chance to play around with the web browser version, and I have to tell you, it is just as cool as Ryan describes it. Seriously, there's so many different ways to be able to plot and see your plots. And not only that, but I think we've mentioned this before, I even use Plotter to plan out my year and the books that I'm going to be writing so that I can see in a Gantt chart style, like, what does my plot or what does my year look like? When should I be working on what book? When should I be working on the edits for that book? How should I be planning out the next series? You know, whatever the case is, it allows me to see it in a way that is just a visual representation of my launch strategy for the year, and it just helps me stay on track. And there's so many other uses for Plotter, but it is just obviously the best at being able to help you plot out your books and your series. As a Plotter Pro early adopter, I have to tell you though, it is so worth the investment to be able to, you know, sync up your stuff on your phone, to be able to walk out the door and know that if you have one of those really great insightful ideas, or a new character pops up, or you think of a new place that you want to do, or even a new chapter comes into mind and you understand better or deeper how the storyline is going to flow, you can enter all of those things into your plot. And for those of you who plot everything out in advance and then go on to write, the export into Scrivener is so incredible. It works so great to be able to see everything. It puts your chapters in there. It puts your scenes in there. The whole process is seamless. And I cannot speak more highly of this program. And it's one that, like I said in the intro, I am going to be incorporating more and more into the courses that I'm teaching. And so if you're a student of Rapid Release Roadmap, or if you join the 3-Day Plan Your Series Challenge at any point, these are things that are going to be incorporated into those courses, because Plotter has just become the tool that dominates over all else. And while, like I said, those other methods of being able to plot out your books are still relevant, they still work. I don't know. There is just something about Plotter that makes it a fun way to get those books out. And I think that's super important. We all have this process, and sometimes it is more difficult than it needs to be. And so when you have a tool like Plotter that really helps you to create the storylines that you're going for and helps you do it in a way that makes it fun, hey man, that's where it's at. So if you are interested in signing up for Plotter, if you're not yet a Plotter subscriber or a Plotter user, make sure you head over to authorrevolution.org/plotter. That's authorrevolution.org/PLOTTR. And I will make sure to get you a link that sends you straight over to that 14-day free trial. Or if you go over to the show notes for today, like if you want to get the transcript or check out the video from the actual conversation that we had, you can do that as well. All you got to do is head over to authorrevolution.org/116. And all of the transcript information and all of the links to Plotter and everything like that will be right there on the page. All right, guys. Well, that's pretty much what we have for today. But I do want to mention, in case you're hearing this live, I want you to know about a brand new opportunity that I am launching, and it's only going to be for 5 days. So perk your ears real quick, because it's an important one. I hope you are on my email list, because if you are not, you're going to miss out on an opportunity to get what I'm calling the all-access pass to Author Revolution courses. It's basically a premium membership that allows you to get access to all of my courses, every single one of them, but for a membership monthly rate. And it's a heavily discounted rate. Now, if you want to get more information or anything like that because you are not yet on my email list, let me know by reaching out to carissa@authorrevolution.org. And I will fill you in. I will get you moved over into the email sequences that are going on right now, because there's a lot of fun stuff I have already put together in order to get people excited about what it is that I'm currently working on. It will probably come back at a different time, different location, but it will never be launched again at the price that it's currently at. So, like I said, if you're interested in a membership to the courses that I have, it's kind of like Kindle Unlimited, but for Author Revolution courses. That's kind of how I view it. Well, just email me, like I said, at carissa@authorrevolution.org, and I will fill you in on all the details. I really believe, as we're going forward with this year, 2022, my goal, my mission in life is to help raise as many indie authors up as possible. And I want you all to be thinking about what is possible for you. And in specific, what monetary income is possible for you? What are you striving for? What are you trying to reach for? I had an epiphany the other week where I realized that with my courses, with the things that I'm trying to do for myself, I have the opportunity to teach you how to do the same thing. And for me, that means striving for a millionaire author lifestyle, a millionaire author career. And that is something that I'm going to continue doing and keep going for until I have made that happen. And so if you also want to have a millionaire author career, if you also want to strive to be there, keep following this progress, keep following my progress. Join in the communities that I'm building, join in the courses that I'm building, because I promise you, I will get us all there. I'm working every single day at making sure that we are building the author revolution we really want. And I will not stop until we make it happen. So in the meantime, I want you to be thinking about those things. Think about what it is you want to accomplish this year. How many books are you plotting? How many books are you writing? And what is it that you really want out of your indie author career? Then, rock and roll, man. It's time to go forth and start your author revolution. Okay, indie author, Carissa Andrews with Author Revolution here. We need to have a chat. I know you want to build a sustainable long-term author career, but you can't do it just by wishing for it. It would be nice, yes, but alas, you gotta do the work. By that I mean you need to reframe the way you look at your author business so that you can write and publish more frequently. With Rapid Release Roadmap, my signature online course, I'll help you learn not only how to make writing and publishing 4 books a year seem easy, but I'll help you master your prolific author mindset so that you can clear away all the negative self-talk that's holding you back. Trust me, I have been there. To learn more about Rapid Release Roadmap, head over to rapidreleaseroadmap.com. Over there, I'll give you all the insights on what you'll find inside the course. Plus, I walk you through all of the bonuses you're going to get based on the payment option you choose. And yes, there are some good ones in there, even if I say so myself. Once again, head over to rapidreleaseroadmap.com to learn more and sign up today.